You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined by Colorado College head men's basketball coach Andy Partee. The Tigers wrapping up their regular season with a record of 14-11, 10-6 in SCAC play and earning the number 2 seed out of the Western Division. Coach, congratulations on a great regular season and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell. My pleasure.
Coach, you guys close out the year with a home weekend conference sweep with picking up 2 big wins, stopping a 5-game losing streak. Just talk about where this team is heading into the SCAC tournament.
Well, we talked during that 5-game slide about reestablishing our consistent play where we were getting contributions from 8 guys. The depth of our bench has obviously helped us this year. But we talked about getting some momentum and getting back on track. And so this weekend really meant a lot that we weren't going into the tournament still second-guessing what was going wrong during that 3 weeks.
Coach, you played Oglethorpe back earlier in the season on January 21st. Of course, with the number 2 seed out of the Western Division, you draw the 3-seeded Eastern Conference or Eastern Division Oglethorpe University Petrels. As I mentioned, you played Oglethorpe back on January 21st at home, and you picked up a 64-59 win after being down 38-22 at half. Nick Rose leading all scorers with 29 points. What, if anything, can you draw and learn from that game back on the 21st?
Well, that it's certainly a game of runs. The matchups were in our favor late as we made some adjustments, but we certainly learned that it's possible we may need to start the game a little differently, maybe a different lineup, or just change our scheming altogether. But that's something we'll be getting into the next few days.
Coach, as you guys enter the tournament, the top assist team in the conference, averaging 13.4 assists per contest. Just talk about the importance of sharing the ball and in turn getting good open looks off of those passes.
Well, our style of play is basically it's an equal opportunity offense, so we love to develop our players to be interchangeable in the front court. And everyone's, taught to read and react, and it's something that I think that this group is a lot better than, groups past in terms of seeing plays develop before they happen, and they're more than willing to share the ball because they know that the opportunity will present itself for them as well.
Coach, as you look at Oglethorpe and your matchup, it's a unique team in the fact that they're the top offensive rebounding team in the SCAC, but also shoot the second best in terms of field goal percentage. So they're making a lot of shots, and the ones they're missing, they're giving themselves extra possessions. How do you, limit the looks, the good looks that Oglethorpe has, and then in turn keeping them off the offensive glass as well and limiting them to those extra possessions?
Well, like every team in the conference, you got to play hard defense on the ball because there are a lot of good shooters in this conference, a lot of good one-on-one basketball players. If you can scout them well enough to take away their primary sets and in the end play some playground basketball, which is just you man-on-man, you just got to match the intensity. And Oglethorpe's a team, like many in the conference, that's really active in pursuit of the ball. And where Oglethorpe shoots a lot of long shots, creates a lot of long rebounds, and so our guards have to do the job as much as our bigs do inside. And when they shoot the ball from the perimeter, there aren't too many rebounds the big guys are going to get, so the guards have to be just as active on the perimeter.
Coach, you mentioned guys that can take one-on-one, people one-on-one, and are good shooters in this conference. Obviously, you have the pleasure of coaching one in Nick Rose, who's the top scorer in the SCAC, averaging 21.9 points per game. As you guys qualify and travel to your first SCAC basketball tournament, for those who may have not seen Nick Rose over his 4 years playing in this conference, what can fans expect to see from him heading into this weekend?
Well, they can see a very confident player, a very skilled player who's multidimensional, full of energy. He's an athletic guard, which I think gives him the opportunity to score over very good defenders, regardless of how well people scout our sets. I think they'll see a guy who can make a high percentage of his shots, even though he takes close to 20 shots a game. He's not making 8 or 9. He's making more than 50% a majority of the time. So it'll be, I think fans will see an exciting player that they don't get to see regularly in this conference, even though there's a lot of teams stacked with very good players. They could just put us on his back and carry us for a guard.
Coach, your matchup with Oglethorpe, of course, will feature the top 2 scorers in the conference, as you mentioned, Nick, and then for Oglethorpe University, Todd Ward, who's quite an athletic player. How do you go about trying to isolate him and try and contain him as best as possible heading into the matchup on Friday?
Well, Well, we got to do it by committee, and that's how we played him earlier this year. We don't have one guy that's going to stop Todd Ward. He's going to score. He's going to get rebounds. He's super athletic. We just have to play good off-the-ball defense, good help defense, but also keep an eye on these dead-range shooters that they do have. And so it's going to be a tough job for one person. We're just going to do it by committee.
Your coaches, you head into the this weekend. You guys are the top team in the conference in assist-to-turnover ratio. Obviously, we talked about the assists earlier, but just talk about the importance, especially heading into a one-and-done tournament scenario, the importance of keeping up that top assist-to-turnover ratio when, every possession does seem to count.
Well, I think you said it, Russell, and we preached it all year. Every possession should be treated like it's the last. And, we have a better group than that. In previous years, we would squander some possessions, and I think as a coach, I want them to be perfect, and I feel that they do squander some here and there. But not as much as we used to. But every possession has got to count. It's got to be something that is treated like it's a game breaker.
And finally, Coach, what are the keys and adjustments that you think the Tigers are really going to have to make in order to not only play well on Friday, but try and advance past the semifinals and make a run here in the SCAC tournament?
Well, I think that this weekend, getting back to the swagger that we started the year with. We won't make a whole lot of adjustments, in terms of offensive sets. We may tweak a few things here and there, but, we just got to get back to playing fast-paced, fast-break motion offense, and scoring the ball like we're capable of. But the defense is one thing that has to change. Our shooting percentage defense has gone up, and we need to get that back down in order to make this run.
Colorado College head men's basketball coach Andy Partiegan. Colorado College closing out the regular season with a 14-11 record, 10-6 in SCAC play, earning the number 2 seed out of the Western Division and draws Oglethorpe University, the number 3 seeded Eastern team, 8 p.m. Friday night at Belhaven College, Central Standard Time. Coach, thanks so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward through the tournament.
Thank you, Russell. My pleasure.